T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
309 Jordana Green, thank you for spending some time with me today. Just me and Dan in the studio today because, as you know, Paul Douglas' father had a stroke a few days ago, and Paul decided this morning that it was time that he go and be with Folker and his sister Joan, who has been caring for him. Folker remains in the hospital, and they are keeping him for a little bit. He was having trouble regulating his blood pressure, and some other issues were happening. So Paul is, I believe, wandering around the Detroit airport right now. I checked with him right before the show, because he is then on a flight to Pennsylvania to be with his father, as he should be. And so many of you called into the show and posted on Facebook that your advice would be to most certainly run to your father and just be there. You know, if he gets out of the hospital, great, you get an extra visit. But God forbid something did happen to our beloved Folker, then he would certainly want to be there, and we want him there. So thinking about Paul and Folker and Joan and the whole family, and hopefully Paul will call in during the show at some point and give us an update on his dad. So thank you so much for joining me. But I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here, because I got this voicemail, and I'm pretty sure the cops are on their way.
The reason you have received this phone call from our department is to inform you that there's a legal enforcement action filed on your social security number for fraudulent activity. So before this matter goes to the state courthouse, and before you get arrested, if you need any information or have any questions, kindly call us back at 513-804-2684. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure they said I get arrested if I have any questions. I'm not really sure that how that works, because I have a lot of questions. And that came a few days ago, and I don't know, they haven't staked out my house yet, and I haven't been served a warrant for my arrest. But the time now when I got this voicemail, I'm a lot smarter than I was the first time I got a voicemail like that. Have you gotten any of these scam artists that leave you a voicemail or spam your phone, call you all the time and tell you that you're going to be arrested right now if you don't pay off your IRS debt and you have to send money somewhere electronically, because obviously otherwise the IRS is going to scoop you up in their paddy wagon and send you off to jail? And then, did you fall for it? Maybe mom and dad fell for it. Maybe even some of you young taxpayers, 18, 19 years old, or just out of college, first time filing an actual tax form, and you know, you're not sure what to do with a call like this. I got a call like this a few years ago, and it was probably right after my divorce. So I was filing separately, you know, for the first time in a long time. I was married a long time. And I panicked like an idiot. Right? I look back on that thinking how my accountant must have just chuckled and nearly fell off his chair, because I panicked when I heard the voicemail. And guy named Frank Newts, my accountant, I called him up right away. I go, Frank, what is this? I'm afraid. Didn't I pay my taxes? What the hell? Are they coming to get me? How am I going to feed my kids? And he's like, girlfriend, listen, you back away from the voicemail button, and that's a scam, girlfriend. You hit delete. And you don't worry about that. And I'm like, are you sure, Frank? Because I have my kids and I need to get my job and I can't go to jail. And he's like, honey, he says, the IRS never calls you on the phone. They communicate with letters, and they don't scoop you up in a paddy wagon. You don't get arrested the next day. You have recourse. So he definitely talked me off that hysterical woman Jordana ledge. And then I got this voicemail. It's always disconcerting, but I was smarter this time. Dan, have you gotten any of these spammers?
Oh, sure.
Them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody gets them, I think, you know, at this point. There was some statistic the other week about the number of cellular calls now that are just spam, and
crazy.
It's some just obnoxious percentage.
Crazy.
So everybody's getting stuff like this. I don't remember getting them, like, around tax time, per se. It was more generic, the ones that I'd get, but it was that same computerized voice saying, you know, there is a warrant out if you do not call us, and, you know, we're going to come
scoop you up.
Give your parents cancer, whatever it is. I don't know. I mean,
going to come kill your children.
Whatever.
We know where you live.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to come steal your dog. I don't know.
Terrible.
I don't know.
Okay, but you didn't freak. You just
no, because it's clearly a scam. And so I haven't gotten. And I'm knocking on wood as I say this. I haven't gotten a bunch of many of them lately. I'm trying to remember the last time I got one.
Okay.
Verizon has a deal now where when you report something as a spam call, they block it and you never even get it. I mean, it never even rings to your phone.
How do you report it?
You literally click on the number and say, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an option.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so I don't even, you know, I don't know if they're just not rotating the numbers well enough anymore.
Yeah, you don't even get them.
Not recently, I haven't. So.
I love that. Did you fall for one? Did you get one? Did you get a live person and talk back? What's your story? 651-989-9226. These scams are insane, and they're all over the place. My husband, just this morning, handsome husband, received an email that he had me read because it was so outrageous and spam-like that it's hilarious. I'm going to read that to you in a minute, but you guys are sharing your stories. Paul's in St. Paul. Oh, Paul's in St. Paul. Hey, Paul, have you gotten these calls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you identify them right away, like, you know, car warranty, and you also have, what is it, the back brace, correct?
Okay.
Yep, and... So what I do is I get the live person on there, and if they're selling me a car warranty, I will just tell them that I'm calling them about the back brace that they ordered through the network of Doctors Association.
What's their response?
They don't know what to do. They're like, no, I called you. No, I'm calling you. And it's super hilarious, and they end up just hanging up on you then.
I love that. That is perfect, Paul. Great call and good solution. I love that call. That was like when Jerry Seinfeld, there was a whole Seinfeld about this, and Seinfeld then asked for the telemarketer's phone number so he could call them back later when he was done with dinner and maybe they'd be having dinner. I mean, classic, classic response. Dave's in Minneapolis. Dave, you get these calls?
Well, the calls that I get, if I don't get ID on them, I don't answer them.
Right.
And then I call them right back. And usually it's a message saying from Verizon saying that the number I'm dialing is not in service or has been reassigned. And which the call just called me like a minute earlier. I have a list of 300 of those blocked in my phone, and I keep getting about 5 to 10 a week of those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's good that you block them, and good call, Dave. And that's good advice. And that's what I've been doing too. When I, you know, go back in the number after they leave the voicemail, and you block them, but mine just keep coming fast and furious. Mike's in Minneapolis. Jump in here, Mike.
Hey, I hope I get a live person on the other end if I'm there to pick it up. I keep a copy of, remember Allen Ginsberg's epic poem, Howl?
Yeah, well, I know Allen Ginsberg. Go ahead.
I just start reading that to him and see how far I can get.
Or
I try to sell them something.
Oh, I love it.
Hang up.
Turning the tables. Mike, good call. Thank you. That's fun. Dave in Cambridge. You guys are so clever. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Glad to be on. I've got a couple experiences, but the best one that I've gotten, and I'm retired, I'm sitting at home doing nothing most of the time. So when I get them, I've decided to play games with them.
Uh-huh.
And I'll wait for the live person. And I give them a routine that I've pitched to them, and they hang up on me.
Oh, okay.
And so when they call me again, I get about 3 seconds into it, and they hang up on me because they must have my number.
Dave, I love that you're entertaining yourself in your retirement.
You got to.
Well done, sir. Well done. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Dave's in Apple Valley. Boy, you guys really get a lot of these calls, huh? Hey, Dave.
Hey, I always love to tell them exactly what I'm doing, what I'm eating for dinner, or driving in a car, where I'm going, just to keep them entertained. They usually end up hanging up on me.
That's good. I need to play this game because it is. It's like entertainment. Good call, Dave. Thank you.
I wonder if the bit is you try to keep, how long can you keep them on the line?
Yeah.
Before they hang up on you.
We should play that.
What's your
game.
Record? How many minutes? Yeah.
I have an app on my phone now where I can record calls. So I'm going to start doing that if they call again, and I'll entertain them.
And I will stop calling you.
John in White Bear Lake. Jump in, John.
Hi, I got the same type of issue. I've got a plumbing company, and I get all kinds of calls from local numbers from my bank and from my gas station and stuff. And when you know, it shows up on my caller ID, but it shows as a local number. And when you answer it, it's not. It's one of these sales stupid calls.
Sure.
And then same type of game. But now, like, my neighbor's got a new phone where he can block the calls, but now those people that are local can't get through.
I see.
They're scamming live active numbers.
So you got to be careful what you block.
you got to be careful what you block, because then those people can't get through. The real people.
That's a good point.
But if you call the person back, you know, if it just goes through and you don't answer it, and it just hangs up, you call them right back, and they're not. They say, "No, I didn't call you."
Mm.
It's just a ton of those. I'll get 15 to 20 a day on that.
I got it. Yeah, John, thanks for the call and that explainer.
Always a new scam coming out, something to screw us over.
That's it. It's like we can't keep up. It's like we
can't
keep
rid of them.
Yeah. Good call, John, and good luck with what's your plumbing business? Plug it.
Manship Plumbing.
Manship Plumbing. Call John at Manship Plumbing. Thank you, sir, for the call. John's in White Bear Lake. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well.
Hey, I had a funny one. I got an email not too long ago, and it said, we noticed that you were looking at porn at like 12:45 in the afternoon on such a date, and we got your contact list, and we took a video, and we're going to send this to all of your contacts. I kind of freaked out because I'm like, I don't remember if I was watching porn then or not, you know. But
you know, it could happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
So wait, John, what did you do? Because this is exactly the email that my husband got this morning.
Yeah. Okay. That was so funny. I just looked at my wife, and I'm like, I don't think I was doing it that early in the afternoon, was I? You know, we were joking about it. You know?
Oh, John, you're killing me. I love it. Thanks for your honesty. Hey, right? No judging. That's great, John. And it's not a real thing, by the way. My husband got this exact email this morning that either he was watching porn or had his camera on himself and he was doing something, whatever. And it says, I will send the video of you to all of your contacts. If you want to present this, transfer the amount of $730 to my Bitcoin address. If you don't know how, write to Google Bitcoin.
That seems very reasonable, actually.
After receiving payment, I will delete the video and you will never hear from me again. I give you 48 hours to pay. I have a notice reading this letter. That's good English right there. And the timer will work when you see this letter. It goes on. Filing a complaint somewhere doesn't make sense. This email cannot be tracked by my Bitcoin address. I do not make any mistakes. If I find that you shared this message with someone, the video will be immediately distributed. Well, I guess that video's out there because my husband shared it with me. And there's no video. Unbelievable the things they try. Okay, lots of you are struggling with this robocall stuff. Todd and Christy, I see you. We'll continue your calls next. I got a crazy call from the IRS wanting to haul me away because I guess I had unpaid IRS debts. And, of course, it never happened because it was total spam. Handsome husband gets an email this morning that says the person sending it said that they have total access to his computer, that they can read his emails, and that they've been watching him for some time. They can turn on and off his camera, and they have access to all his contacts. Also, spam. But apparently, it's a very common problem. Todd in Lakeville's been waiting on the line to tell us his spam story. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Jordana. I get many of those calls, and this call I got about 6 months ago, I was kind of in a festive mood, and I thought, I'm going to call him back. So the guy answers the phone. It's for the IRS. He says, I owe X amount of dollars. And I said, Todd, you got to pay it, like, sooner. They're going to come and get you. And I said, well, I don't have any credit cards. And I said, I can't really mail you a check. So I said, how about if I send it by carrier pigeon? What building are you in? And in 30 seconds, he didn't say a word. And then he just hung up on me after that. But I was laughing so hard.
That's it. You got to play their game. Todd, great story. Christy's in Hopkins. Hey, Christy.
Hi. My husband does some refereeing for basketball, and he's got some pretty good whistles. So I try to keep one close by, and I've given a good whistle in the ear to a few callers.
Wow, you know, I almost never feel bad for these people, but I would feel bad for the person on the other end of Christy's phone.
Yeah, thanks. It's pretty loud.
It's pretty loud. Thanks for the call, Christy. These are great ideas. These are great ideas. Let's see. We have Justin in St. Croix Falls. What was your scam, Justin?
Hi there. I figured I'd just call in and share my dad's joke.
Sure.
He gets landline calls all the time. He's not even on his cell phone. So right when the phone rings, they check their caller ID, and if it's one of them numbers, he goes, hello, rescue, or he'll answer, rescue 911 emergency, please state your emergency, please. And it'll be silent. And then he'll go, please state your emergency, please. We're tracing your call. And he'll literally, right after he says that, he always gets them hanging up.
That's never great.
Gets the first. Oh, I find it really great. It's a great one.
That is great. I'm writing these down because they're all so clever. Justin, great call. Thank you. I yep. love it. I love how smart you guys are responding to this. Let's see. Adam's in Minneapolis. Jump in here, Adam.
Hi. We all have good ways of dealing with this. I have a friend from Kenya. He got a call, kind of like yours, saying that he was in trouble with the law. Mm-hmm. He panicked and went right to the police station to try to get it fixed up because he thought he was going to be arrested.
Oh, my God. See, I feel terrible for people in that situation. Like, some elderly people fall for it, or maybe new taxpayers would get really nervous about this.
Exactly.
So what happened with the guy? I hope the police didn't laugh at him.
Oh, I mean, they told him that, you know, they tried to explain to him that he'll probably get 100 of these in his lifetime.
Yeah.
And unless you've actually done something wrong, not to sweat it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Good call, Adam. Yeah.
Have you, there's a guy named Tom Mape. He's a comedian.
Okay.
He's on YouTube. You can check it out. He does a bit called the Telemarketer Nightmare. And he does a little 3-minute bit about how he turns the call on the telemarketer.
I love it. I love it. Next segment I do on this, I'll pull some of that bit. Adam, thanks for the call. Good call. I love your ideas, though. Everybody's so clever. John's in Buffalo. John, your scam?
Well, you know, I'm just so angry about this one because there's nothing I can do.
Hmm.
Got the old credit card. We can lower your interest rate.
Uh-huh.
You know, that phone call. And pushing 2 doesn't do anything, so I pushed 1 to talk to the person, and I said, we pay off our credit cards every month. We don't have an interest payment on our credit card. So unless you would like to pay me to use your credit card, we don't need to discuss anything. And the filth on the other end of the line spewed forth with some obscene comment about my wife and then a sexually explicit comment about my wife, and there's not a damn thing I can do about it. I'm getting fed up.
So the telemarketer just lost it and just started yelling expletives at you?
Well as I could understand, because of course he didn't speak that good of English.
I tell you,
he could say some words in English very well.
Very good. Oh, John, I'm sorry about that, honey. I am sorry, but thanks for the call and good heads up. Boy, that'll get you to slam down the phone very quickly. Let's see. Time for one more. Cynthia's in Buffalo. Cynthia, jump in here.
Yes, I sort of play with them. I tell them, I'm sorry, you've called into a crime scene. This is Officer Kilkenny. I will need the complete and accurate spelling of your name, please.
Do they ever respond?
Well, they usually burst into tears.
Because they don't know, hey, that you could be the real deal and you might be onto them. That's classic. Cynthia, great job. Great job. The reason I had that recording was because I just let it go to voicemail. And mm-hmm. that's usually what I do. If I don't recognize the number, it says unknown. I generally don't pick it up. But folks are right. They're using local numbers that look familiar now because they're smarter. So sometimes I get.
And, you know, the explanation I heard on that, because, you know, for me, that's a dead giveaway that it's a scammer, right? If their first 6 digits of their phone number are the same as mine, then I know that this is going to be a scam call, right? But why would that work? Why do they do that if it's so obvious? Well, if you've got a family on a plan and you all have the same first 6 digits, then maybe you think it's one of the family members or something. Now, why you wouldn't have their number saved in your phone with their name and the ID mm-hmm. and the whole thing, I don't know. But I guess that's what they're trying to prey on, is this idea that, you know, you're in this group of people that all have that same first 6 digits.
Mm-hmm.
The Google Pixel that I have, too, it'll have there's a screener program on there where I can tap a button and it'll read an automated message back to this person saying, this person's using the screener software. Please state your name and your business. And then I have the option, if they do that, they don't. They always hang up if it's a scam. But if they do that, I can then pick up the line. So it's not like I'm sending them to voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I said, 99% of the time they just hang up and then I don't even have to deal with a voicemail at that point.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. I wonder if the iPhone has that.
I would have to think that Apple would come up with something similar.
You would think. But then I wouldn't get this great recording from the IRS that's hauling my behind to jail because I have some unpaid debts. And if I have any questions about it, they're coming to get me.
When you do get taken to jail, don't call me because I don't have bail money for you.
Paul's going to have to do the show remotely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.